you like to travel the world representing your favorite brands, get awesome perks, and meet amazing people? Well, now you can learn how. Promo Rockstars is here to teach you not only how to do just that, but also hear from leading industry experts to see just how they did it and how you can too. Here's your host, Promo Rockstar Visionary, Edwin Goitia.
Episode number 2, what is promotional marketing? Hey everyone, Edwin Goitia here, founder of Promo Rockstars, and I'm excited about the topic today because typically when you hear promotional marketing, you know, a lot of people, they think of clubs, they think of the nightlife scene, they think of the people that draw in, an audience to a party and whatnot, and that is not what we do. Although they can technically be considered as part of our industry. However, promotional marketing is very different. It's something that you've been doing since you were a little baby, and this is something that I talk about in our book. In my book, my brand new book, The Brand Ambassador Handbook, released on January 14th, and it's been quite a hit lately. I've been getting a lot of requests from book reviewers to check out the book and to review the book, and also it's been an incredible journey just writing it. But in the book, we talk about how you've been doing this since you were a little child, since you were in diapers, wearing the latest Air Jordans, being in the maybe most trendy baby cart, you know, for your car seat, and your parents pushing you around in an awesome stroller. There's branding associated with every single thing that you do, everything that you have, everything that you eat, all your life. And we constantly show it, we share it, we allow people to hear it, see it, smell it, taste it, you name it, right? And we essentially give our own experiences out in society. And that's what our podcast is about. Promo Rockstars Podcast is to teach you the concepts of promotional marketing, to teach you how promotional marketing, also known as experiential marketing, is essentially how it's involved in your life already, how it's crucial to know these concepts, you know, whether it's for yourself, for your job, maybe your current business, if you're a business owner, or your future business, if you want to start a business. These things are important to know because essentially you are your own brand. Yes, that's right. You are your own brand. And it's extremely important to understand these concepts because, number one, when I first started in this industry, I had no idea how much of an influence I had on my own circle of friends, my family, and the public. But, you know, as I got into college, you know, going from middle school, high school, I was totally out of, you know, the loop when it came to the latest and the greatest. Maybe I had FUBU, I had Sean John, I had the latest Air Jordans, and that's as far as it went. And all I knew was that I thought it was cool, other people were doing it, but little did I know that the power of branding that I was instilling in myself, you know, that was my personal brand. It was also to show others that it was cool and they should get it too, and it sort of spread. And so what I was doing and what you do and what you've been doing all your life is essentially marketing for these companies for free. You're essentially selling for them by showcasing that brand, by allowing people to get excited about it and leading to their loyalty towards that brand and eventually buying a product, you know, not just once, not just twice, but for potentially a lifetime. And so congratulations, you're part of the biggest scheme in the world, which is essentially brand marketing. But here's the different thing is between what you've done all your life and between what I've done. What I've done, I've gotten paid for. Other people have gotten paid for it. And although promotional marketing isn't as well known as other things you see out there like regular sales and regular marketing, what we do is we are the face of a brand. Promotional marketing is essentially us reaching out to the consumer market, to the public, and really just showing them what a product or service is all about. And so essentially, you know, that allows us to help these companies, you know, increase their sales, increase their consumer market share. And, you know, if you are brand new to all of this, if you are like, what is this guy talking about? You know, don't worry, because you know, you could be a stay-at-home mom, stay-at-home dad. You could be a college student right now. Maybe you're about to graduate. You know, and or you could just be looking for a change in your career. And so knowing that, you know, these concepts are extremely important to understand in the marketplace, period. So, you know, even if you don't want to take these concepts and actually become a promotional marketer, if you don't want to become a part-time or full-time brand ambassador, if you don't want to go on and make this your career, that's perfectly fine. That is not the purpose of our podcast. What we want to do is we really, truly want to teach you these concepts. We want to interview cool websites, you know, marketers, app owners, app founders, and just people that have cool ideas and cool concepts, and they can share their experiences with you. And hopefully you can take something away from it and just apply it in your life and hopefully have your own success. I mean, we have plenty of people that do what we do who are actors, actresses. There's also makeup artists. We have MCs, costume characters, DJs. There's even most recently, I'm starting to see the medical field and the fitness field kind of come into play too, where, for example, there was a need for dental hygienists to sort of cohabit their skills into what we do and essentially, you know, basically contribute their skills in a special event. It could be a festival. It could be an indoor event, outdoor event. It could be a concert. It could be anything. But the point of the matter is we all do this already. So why not make money for it, right? I mean, that's what, you know, promo rock stars, we have fun, we travel, we make great money, we represent our favorite brands. But at the end of the day, it's something that we all already do. And so we figured, what the heck? You know, you can make money with it. We want to teach. My goal personally with the Promo Rock Stars podcast is to teach well over, a million people by 2018, which is only 4 years away, how they can take advantage of promotional marketing, how they can start doing it, you know, either for fun, for money, part-time, full-time, or just to take these practices and adopt it into their current lifestyle, their current work, whatever they're doing. And so again, you know, we're not here to really sell you anything. We're not really here to promote you on other brands. You know, we're not looking to do that. This is not the kind of podcast where we're going to drown your ears out with advertising and with commercials that are not essential to what we're trying to do here. We do have some sponsors and who are on board and some that will be on board, hopefully, in the future. And those are all going to be things that are crucial to what we do and hopefully will bring some value to you. So, knowing this, what can we say about promotional marketing? According to Wikipedia, probably not the most reliable resource on the internet, but I wanted to share this anyways, promotional marketing is essentially, it's made up of the four P's, and it's product, promotion, place, and price. So promotional marketing specifically, according to Wikipedia, essentially is, it can have a wide range of objectives, including sale increases, new product acceptance, creation of brand equity, positioning, competitive retaliation, or creation of a corporate image. All right, that's a mouthful. So let's take a step back and kind of revisit that. Now, again, if you're not a marketer, this is probably something that you're not entirely familiar with. So here it says promotions are also held in physical environments as special events such as concerts, festivals, trade shows, and in the field such as in grocery or department stores. Interactions in the field allow customers to purchase the brand or product immediately, such as grocery and department stores. The interactions among the brand and the customer are performed by brand ambassadors or promotional models that represent the products and brands in physical environments. Brand ambassadors or promotional models are hired by marketing companies that are hired by the brand to represent the product and or service. Person-to-person interaction, as opposed to media-to-person involvement, establishes connections that add another dimension to promotion. Building a community through promoting goods and services can lead to brand loyalty. Oh, well, I couldn't have said that better. So Wikipedia, thank you so much for sharing that. Wish I knew who wrote that. But it's a great way to put it. Now, promotional marketing essentially bring the brand straight to the consumer and put a face on it. Myself, I've been a brand ambassador over the years. I've grown from there. I've done many different things. There's many different levels in promotion. So you can get as simple as a brand ambassador all the way up to costume character, or, you know, some people really dig that. I've only done it once for fun, and it's not really my thing. Some people really love that, which if you do, that's great, and it's really fun. You do have product specialists. You also have management. And, of course, you can also work on the corporate side if you're looking for a cushy 9-to-5 with benefits. Beyond that, there's the tour manager, which is the ultimate lifestyle where you have, and I've done it for 5 years now, full-time, back-to-back, and just now had a daughter. She's just turned six months old yesterday, actually. So I'm taking a little bit of a break as a tour manager, but you get to travel, you get to see amazing things, you experience the brand firsthand. It's your life. I mean, you're essentially, you live the brand in that period of time. But yeah, you get to see the country, you get to drive many miles, you get to fly in and out in certain cases. You know, maybe the company flies you out to an event, flies you back home within a week or two. So there's many different variables, many different situations. And again, you know, if you're not looking to, you know, make that your career, not a problem. But you might know somebody who does, who's struggling in their workplace, who's looking for a change. Maybe they need to make more money. And so, you know, we want to share that with you because we believe that by giving back, the world will be a better place. We honestly believe that we can help create more jobs, eventually more business, so on and so forth. So, you know, let's take a step back and see how, you know, my personal definition of promotional marketing. So, promotional marketing, in my definition, as I've been saying, is when you take a person, create, you know, you basically train them with some branding messages for, let's say, a soda company. And now they are essentially an expert or somewhat of an expert on that product or service. So they go out to the public at a special event, let's say it's a festival or a concert. Maybe they get a badge, VIP, you know, they get some, you know, some cool perks with it. And they get to go there and give out free soda to consumers while delivering a branding message. The consumer looks at that person as if they are the face of the brand. They are a representation of what the brand stands for. Now, typically, these brand companies are very, I guess you could say nitpicky, but they're very particular in terms of the people that they choose to represent their brand. So, yes, there's a lot of competition, but there's also a ton of opportunity. And this industry is essentially recession-proof. We are constantly growing. Whether the economy is doing great or we are in a recession, there's always going to be more of a desire for companies to really put their marketing dollars into promotional marketing. So, how does promotional marketing play a role in your everyday life, right? I think that's one of the biggest questions that I get. Like, okay, number one, you know, what is promotional marketing? It's the biggest question. And it's one of those things that you have to really see to understand. And there's plenty of videos on our YouTube channel. If you check out youtube.com/promorockstars, we got some really cool videos in there that explain a lot of these concepts. You could also check out our Instagram channel, Promo Rockstars on Instagram, and there's many more resources out there, which I'll share later. But, you know, at the end of the day, how does it play a role in your life? And so, as I said before, when you were a baby all the way up till now, you know, as a child, you told your friend about the latest, the coolest sour warhead that just came out, you know, or the new Nerds candy, or the new Snickers candy. And next thing you know, your friend goes home, and they're like, Mommy, 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 I have to try this new chocolate. You won't believe it. It has, you know, lots of peanuts, extra caramel. It's double the chocolate, and it's just amazing. Let's get it, let's get it, let's get it. And so, you know, the mom or the dad may or may not go right away, but at the very least, when they're at the store the next time, they will grab it, show their parent, show their friend, whoever they're with, and just say, I have to have this. Can I have it, please? Boom. It's immediate sale, thanks to the friend of that person. And, you know, when you were a child, I'm sure you went through that too. But, you know, just think about that. Your friend would have made a sale or a commission, but yet it was free marketing, word-of-mouth marketing, which is the most powerful form of marketing, hands down. And so, as he grew up, it went from candy to toys, the latest, coolest toys. Maybe you got a G.I. Joe because your friend got one, you know, you got it for Christmas too. Or, you know, then it went to video games. You know, the newest video game came out, everybody else got it, you have to have it too. And then it went on to essentially, let's see, latest MP3 players, computers, and then cars, you name it. I mean, and the iPhone is probably one of the most successful word-of-mouth marketing, in history. When it comes to word-of-mouth marketing, iPhones have sold tremendously. And this year, quarter one, they actually hit a global world record for 2014, they hit a global world record for the amount of cell phones sold per minute, which is intense. Actually, I think it was per hour, it was probably close to 18,000 phones, which is beyond insane. So, you know, it's a lifetime thing is consumer marketing. It's technically consumerism too. And this is another thing reason we started this podcast, Promo Rockstars Podcast. We want to make you a smarter consumer. We want you to understand both sides of the game. We want you to understand the consumer psychology. And we also want you to embrace it and use it for your own betterment in your life, for your family, your friends, and also, you know, in your business, your job, wherever you are in life, you know, there's something that here for you. So, you know, essentially that is what promotional marketing is. That is how it plays a role in your everyday life. The difference is you don't get paid from these multi-million dollar companies for word of mouth marketing. You simply don't. And so essentially, with that said, we want you to understand that this is an opportunity for you to jump in the game of promotional marketing and to make money doing it. Again, not a requirement, but we do want to open those doors for you, and we want you to understand how this plays a role in your everyday life too, to make you a smarter, savvier shopper, to make you a smarter consumer, to understand what it is that you see when you go to these events. You know, we don't want to sort of create a hack for the system, I guess you could say. You know, we want you to truly understand what's going on when you go to special events. Next time you're at Lollapalooza or Super Bowl, or even the film festival or your state fair, you know, there's a lot of vendors there, there's a lot of companies, and if you were to truly understand what they're doing, you may be more apt to stop by, say hello, and learn more about what they're doing, and to really truly see it unravel before your eyes. And you know, we believe that we would arm you. This podcast will arm you with the knowledge you need to be that savvy person, and to be able to help your friends and family too. We are just on our second episode, and I'm excited to see what's going to happen. We do have a lot of people we've run into who are most definitely interested in being interviewed on this podcast. Now, I am by no means a professional podcaster. As you can see, I am just an amateur podcaster recording out of my home in my living room. I've moved locations two or three times. God knows what the audio quality will be like here as I'm sitting on my couch with computer and mic. But, you know, there will be times where I'm traveling. There will be times where I'll be doing interviews over the phone or Skype. So hopefully I'm able to maintain that audio quality that will allow you, my listeners, to stay on the path of becoming that promo rock star that you are in your life, and to stick close to us and to really follow what we're doing. And hopefully it will make a difference in your life and in those around you. So there's definitely a lot to come. In the meantime, most definitely check out www.promorockstar.com/rockstars. Of course, you can just go to the regular promorockstar.com for our blog. We apologize, it hasn't been updated as often as we wanted to, but that will change in the near future. And if you go to promorockstar.com/group, it will take you to an opt-in page. You just simply put in your email, and you'll get immediate access to our exclusive Facebook community. If you are already a member, thank you so much. We appreciate you guys, you know, taking the effort and the time to follow our group, to contribute and to engage. You know, again, as I mentioned in the first episode, I started the Promo Rockstar community back in 2010 with one mission in mind, and that mission was to create a professional resource where folks like you and me, whether or not you are looking to make this a career, can take on the concept of promotional marketing and really leverage that in your life and to become more of a professional in whatever you do to really, truly just take your success to a whole nother level. And it all starts with you and what you say. And so, as always, thank you so much, my friends, for listening in, for tuning in to the new Promo Rockstars podcast. And I'm super excited to continue on sharing at least 3 or 4 episodes a week. And it may increase. We will see. But as always, remember, it's not who you promo, it's not what you promo, but it's who promos you. Take care.
Thanks for listening to this free podcast and make sure to share it with friends and family. Ready to get started? Visit our brand new website, promorockstaruniversity.com, to get started today. Promo Rockstars does not guarantee results and merely provides a free resource you can use to achieve your own success in promotional marketing. Please rate our podcast on iTunes and leave a review to help Promo Rockstars impact even more lives around the world. We hope that we can help in your journey towards greatness in discovering this amazing industry. Until next time, activate like this. There's no tomorrow.